then I'm mindful that it is arising when we have no negativity against that issue, because you just stay with it. I can feel the force, the energy that, you know, the negative energy, it dissipate at the heart area.
That one is very good. That one is the initial stage. That's why you have to do that very often. Otherwise, you cannot have the wisdom, because like what you mentioned just now, yeah, when you confront the same situation again, you realize you are using your memory, some of your memory, because that is not the unisoma. If the unisoma nasikara come out, it will be gone straight away. But because you use some form of that contemplative knowledge or some form of initial wisdom, which is not penetrative yet, to reflect on it, then you realize, you say, if you are not emotional, it will not entangle you. Then you try to apply the third way, be with it. Understand or not? Then you realize it's peace. That one, you have to do it. That one, initially, like Po Cheng went through, the step three, aware and let it cease. That one, you have to do it many times, whatever situation. Every time it ceases, then you realize all this emotion or wrong view or the wrong perception are not you. Because all this wrong view that stir your emotion, habitual tendency, they are dependent originating, not intrinsic within your true mind, your true nature. It's not you. They know you, they know me. So all these things, you have to stabilize it first. And then only the unisoma manasikara surface and prompt you, like what Po Cheng went through. Yours is the initial stage. What you are doing is good. This is the initial stage. You will go through like that first. Then, of course, you have the joy. But for the first time, you can do something about it. But you realize later, when that thing become very traumatic or more serious, you can find out for yourself. You are still God. You are still God. So then that time you realize the stability of unisoma manasikara still not there. But don't worry. This thing will come. Then you will come to understand how my advice and explanation just now become very important. You need to reflect, contemplate, inquire, and develop the understanding until very, very stable. Then the daily mindfulness must come in to enable all this. Then whenever you have a situation or an emotion, silence your mind immediately. Stay with it, be with it. Do that more and more often until you are able to cease whatever emotion or wrong view or habitual tendency, then that thought no more. Once you are aware there is no wrong thought, no wrong thought, it cannot stir your mind, there is no emotion, that's why everything ceases. Then you realize this is dependent originating, not intrinsic. Anger is not you, fear is not you, emotion is not you, all this habitual tendency, that reaction is not you. These are you waiver, condition them. Then you will come to a very stable, penetrative understanding because you realize it through the third way when you silence your mind. Then you go to the fourth way, trace the origination factor. Why did you react and stir? Why must you always use the third way to do it? Before it stir, it must stop. That's why the Buddha say, trace the origination factor, then retrospectively reverse it. That is right view. So next time when it happens, you can handle, because retrospectively reverse it means you have been carrying this habitual tendency, which is the wrong view that has become so habitual that it has so much power over you because your wisdom is not strong enough or stable enough to counter it. So
yes, Matthew, you are right. The same issue. And it is so sensitive. The moment touches that part,
it will trigger off.
Jump up already.
Yeah.
So
like after you step on somebody's tail,
yes, the emotion very fast. But after some contemplation, the contemplation, and I feel that I'm It's my own stupidity to hold on.
Correct. You have to straighten
those words or sentences for so long.
Yes, you have to straighten that view. But Masuri, I realize what is missing in your cultivation is you get angry with yourself. No need. Forget about it. You always want to say, how come after so many years, so many times, so many teachings, I still do? Forget about it. It's not you. It's the form and mind that doesn't understand. So the fourth way is to give you the understanding. So you reflect and contemplate. Don't blame yourself anymore. Don't regret, remorse or whatever. Forget about it. That is the reality. Before you understand, before the wisdom surface, you will continue to react. Like you will realize, sometimes it's very strong. So forget about blaming yourself and others. This is all still the mark and the atta. So straight away you ask yourself, what is happening? Trace the original factor. It's because you either saw something that stirred, or you hear something that stirred, or recall to memory that stirred. These three doors, very powerful.
That same problem happened to me is through memory. I've been keeping that issue.
Memory is
the memory. So
yeah,
after
the accumulated phobia,
it is the accumulation.
Fear, and anger and aversion or insecurity or whatever negativity or mindset, that thing is accumulated. There's a 苦气,
I realize it's the.
So what you must do is you listen. You must straighten that view. Straighten that view means you trace the origination factor already. This is how you perceive things, because it's from the past. It's the habitual tendency built up. So you ask yourself, what does the Buddha teach? We have to reverse all this to an understanding. The Buddha teaches to see things as they are, to accept the reality of the moment. Your condition like that, things will be like that, means now it applies to you. Before you have the understanding and the unison, right, you will behave this way. So don't blame yourself. But there is no you, the egoic mind come through sakayatiti. So now you understand already. You say it's just a thought. How come it has power over me? Then you realize thought divide, thought discriminate, thought create duality and all those things. So from there, you break free. Then you learn to see things as they are. If it's only a thought, then why do I hold on to it? Why do I create that grasping, clinging and give meaning? Why do I hold on to that views, opinion of what that thing is? So all this is going to allow you to penetrate into the aggregates. Then you realize the beauty of the Buddha's teaching. When you grasp onto this aggregate, it gives rise to suffering. Upadana kanda dukkha. Then you realize, they are just aggregate. If you have wisdom, it becomes non-grasping, pure. That's why you have to learn to see things as they are. If the five aggregate or form and mind is not me, if I don't exist, then who perceive him? It's the thought, it's the view, the conditioning, the belief system. Then don't act according to that. Act according to Dhamma, wisdom, following the Noble Eightfold Path. Then with right thought, leading to right speech, right action. This is how you solve. You don't go and stir your mind and suppress it, or don't want to get angry and try to do all those things and say, must watch it and forget about it. Without wisdom, you cannot straighten your view. And you have to learn. The Buddha teaching is very important. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. So condition like that, things will be like that. Means you are just the way you are. You cannot change that already. Unless you straighten your view, you will continue to repeat the habitual tendency. Yeah. You may try to what you go through just now, the initial understanding, I shouldn't react, I shouldn't stir my mind, I shouldn't create all this. Then you silent, you go third way. The third way can allow you to have some wisdom to understand that this is not real. But it doesn't solve your problem. It doesn't lead to the right view, straightening of view. Yes, you have to trace the origination factor, then retrospectively straighten your view to reverse it. So retrospectively straightening your view to reverse it is a totally new field of cultivation. So you have to reflect on all those things that I share. The Buddha say, see things as they are. Condition like that, things are like that. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. So all these things is the reality, suchness. So if these are the reality, then why I still perceive him otherwise? Or perceive that situation otherwise? Means the ego is there. Sakayaditi is there. Wrong view is there. So I had to straighten my view through understanding like what Po Ching went through to accept that person, that situation, or that whatever condition as reality. That is the reality. That is suchness. He is the way he is. The world is the world. People with that type of situation has that type of behavior. So be at peace. Learn to accept the reality of the moment. Then from there, move and act. Act with noble eightfold path, wisdom. No more this and that. No more negativity. That's how you straighten your view. Then when you can have that understanding, like Po Ching went through, then he doesn't perceive that person anymore. He accept that reality. He is the way he is. That's why the mind become at peace. Because that Yonisomanasikara prompted her. But after she reflected and contemplated the fourth way, she straightened her view. So that straightening of view initially is not stable one. It will come like an afterthought. But never mind. Because this will start to stabilize. As you encounter more and more situations, it will start to stabilize. Then when your complete awakening to the daily mindfulness come about, when you see phenomena, the universal characteristic apply to all phenomena, then you awaken. Then that time, whatever situation, phenomena, no more issue. You can just understand and penetrate. That is what wisdom is. Wisdom is not rigid, not fixed. It's an overall complete understanding. But you have to awaken to the universal characteristic. Means you will come to the realization that all phenomena is like that. All appearances, all conditions, they are like that. That is the awakening. So remember that. Today is very good. You bring out a lot of good conditions for all this Dhamma to come out. And these are the final point of cultivation that a lot of people cannot penetrate. You, my daughter wanted to share something.
Something reminded, your situation reminded me of something I went through. So I was thinking it might be good to share. There was some time when I threw up the situation I was facing. Then I actually remember what my dad said about all the negativity or those wrong views, wrong thoughts, actually is because of our perception. We perceive it with negativity. Then there were a few times where I actually wondered to myself, how am I perceiving it negatively? It's like I say there's no other way to perceive it. This is a bad thing. Then, I will, a few times it happens and then I couldn't find answer, then I let it be, then I move on. But then after a while, then I realized it actually dawns on me that it's true. Everything that happened to me that I felt negatively about, actually, if I choose to perceive it positively, there is always a positive angle. And I can actually be grateful instead of being angry or telling myself I was stupid, I was deceived, or I could have done better. Actually, now I look back, I could actually be grateful that happened to me, or I have reacted that way. Yeah. I actually can see it in a positive light, and I feel good about everything that has happened so far. So If you don't see how else you can view it, it's because we are still stuck looking at it negatively. So until we can really straighten our view, find a positive angle, then you realize, oh, both views are there. Doesn't matter, both are perception.
Yeah.
nobody actually needs to have one right view of that. So yeah, you choose which perspective you want to keep.
Duality pertains to the world. Understand the conditioned world. So conditioned world has duality. Like my daughter went through, no problem. So we accept because that is the conditioned world. But our wisdom go beyond duality. Right and wrong is not important. You want to be right? Yes, you are right. According to you, I never lie. Understand? So I can accept him for what he is. If he wants to be right, let him be right. So that is the understanding. Understanding is very important in Dhamma. It's not about right and wrong. Not about blaming yourself and all, but that is still the egoic mind. Understand? That is still the mark of a self existing, cultivating, doing all these things. So this part is not easy to penetrate, not easy to realize. The anatta nature you need to awaken. You need a very stable daily mindfulness, the direct seeing. Then you need to awaken to phenomenal, the universal characteristic. Otherwise, that wisdom I realize is still not penetrative because the first and second turning wisdom is useful, but unless you have your past, it cannot trigger a penetrative awakening. So penetrative awakening need the third turning, the daily mindfulness. Okay?